Time today with Ray Anna White Duck, cultural ambassador for Mattahockey Farm. Hello, Ray Anna.
Hi there. How are you?
Wonderful to spend time with you today. National Indigenous Peoples Day. How are you recognizing this special day?
Man, yes. So we at the farm, it kicks off our Ottawa Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival, but it's also the summer solstice. So traditionally, this would have been the longest day of the year, and there would have been a lot of ceremony and time together with family. However, this year, and at least for the last 12 years, I have been involved heavily with the festival. So we're super excited to start the day's celebration today.
That's wonderful. And give us a sense of what you can expect. We know, of course, today's a big day, but there's lots more days to be able to be out at the farm and learning and getting caught up with all of the storytellers and musicians and artists.
Yeah, so today we kick off. We're going to have all kinds of fun activities for the family. There's the Métis games that are going to be happening with axe throwing and archery with one of our Métis brothers and sisters. You can do the mechanical bull. We're having our creative workshops, the Inukshuk building, birch bark and wigwam canoe building, our Métis floral painting art, our medicine workshop bags. You can come and meet our rare and endangered Ojibwe spirit horses. We're also doing an elevated experience, picnic experience in collaboration with Tonchi Chukutri, and that'll be kind of like a VIP experience type of Chukutri luncheon or dinner. So that'll be starting around 5:30 till about 7. And then, of course, at our celebration stage throughout the day, starting from 3:15 till about 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to have all kinds of different Métis performers. We're going to have Inuit throat singers. We're going to have First Nations dancers. And that will kick off the exciting kind of finale of the evening, which is a creation drone story. And so they're going to be doing a drone show and lighting up the sky, but also telling the original creation stories. So that is just for today. As you can see, it's quite busy.
Wow.
But there's so many activities where you can come and you can learn from real Indigenous people and just kind of submerge yourself in the culture.
I can't believe you could even join me today. Honestly, I was listening and thinking, that's a lot going on. But it's a very big day, so I understand. Talk to me a little bit about the education days, the 22nd to the 24th.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, today just kicks it off, but the rest of the week we are doing our education days where we have schools all over the Ottawa area that will come in and kind of get a firsthand knowledge, introduction into the culture. They'll get to see powwow dancers up close. They'll get a chance to taste some Indigenous foods. So we work with our head chef, Trudy Medcalf-Co, and our resident chef, Paul Owl, who make all kinds of delicious foods that they're going to be able to showcase for you guys. There's also going to be creative workshops. And so those are our education days. We're really excited this year, too. We started for the second year in a row our French Education Day, which happened yesterday. So, and that's just for the week. Next week, on the weekend, we are going to be kicking off our competition powwow, where we have dancers and drummers that come all over from Canada and the United States to compete. But that doesn't mean it's just the powwow. We have so many workshops and activities for the family to come and check out. There's creative workshops where you can, you know, participate and take home a craft. There are other ones. There's a culinary experience. Ones that you can participate where you'll learn how to cook your own Indigenous meal. So there's so many different things, and all are welcome. That's one of the big messages that we encourage everybody to come and to participate. It's for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to kind of come together and to start having those conversations.
How beautiful is that? Chef Trudy made a salad about 3 or 4 years ago, and I received this beautiful sort of kit at my door when, of course, we were all locked down trying to do things differently. And I still dream about that salad, if you can believe it. She's a very, very talented chef, of course. And give us a sense. We know that there's a lot of money at stake in terms of prizes for these dancers and drummers. It's upwards of over $75,000. That's a lot of money.
It is. We're super excited to be able to offer that. So there is going to be, so it'll go by categories and by the drum group. So it's a little bit of friendly competition, but we encourage people, we're not competing against each other. You know, it's a way to come together and kind of strut your stuff and see what you got.
I love it. And you've been really creative as well in terms of how people get there. I love this. So there's shuttles from the Byward Market. And also Algonquin College, which is a wonderful partner. I know I spoke with Mark Savinkoff from the Advancement Department, and he was mentioning that they were out doing some work, getting ready for this important festival last week. And so Algonquin College has partnered with you for shuttles as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So as we are a little bit limited on the farm, because we have so many fun activities for everybody, we are a little bit limited on parking. So the way that we've decided to do that is do a collaboration or work in partnership with Algonquin. So there's going to be shuttles running every half an hour. So we encourage people to go and park at Algonquin, jump on one of the shuttles and make your way to the farm.
Amazing. Ray Anna White Duck, Cultural Ambassador, Mattahockey Farm, thank you for joining us today on National Indigenous Peoples Day. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are.
So Chimigwech and Pijashik Akina, everyone is welcome. And I hope to see you there, Sam.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ray Anna. I would love to head there this weekend with my daughter. So we'll see how we can work that into the weekend. We would love to participate for sure.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Love to hear it.
Thank you. We've got lots of...